Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. In the second part of today's show, I will talk with Katie Stoneburner. Katie is the new editor of the Township Sun magazine. I will also have some health news in this segment. We will start off the second part of today's show with The Times They Are a-Changin' by Bob Dylan. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, CJMQ.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changin'. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changin'. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changin'.
Today we're shining a light on local journalism and the people who help keep our communities informed and connected. The Township Sun magazine has long been a trusted source of news, stories, and events from across the eastern townships, and it's now entering a new chapter with a new editor at the helm. Joining me today is the new editor of the Township Sun magazine, Katie Stoneburner, who will be sharing her vision for the publication, what readers can expect in the months ahead, and why local news still matters more than ever. CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Katie Stoneburner to the Townships at 12. Now, Katie is the new editor of the Township Sun, so welcome, Katie. Now, Katie, congratulations on your new role as editor of the Township Sun. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey to this position?
Thanks. I come to this role with a background in education and communications and kind of community storytelling. I spent most of my education in Florida, which is where I grew up, working in schools, and I really shaped how I listen to people's stories and think about whose voices are being heard from an education standpoint as a teacher. And then alongside of that, once I moved up into Quebec and into Sherbrooke, I started working in more writing and editing, more project-based work connected to community organizations like Townships Association or Yamaska Literacy. So over time, I found myself increasingly drawn to more local journalism and long-form storytelling. So stepping into the editor role as the Township Sun feels like a natural next chapter.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you're a perfect choice for the job. What excited you most about joining the Township Sun and serving the Eastern Townships community in this way?
I'd say what excited me the most was the magazine's commitment to community-first storytelling. So the Township Sun isn't just reporting on the region, it's reflecting it. So there's a strong sense of care for our local history and culture and our everyday life here, and I was really drawn to the opportunity to help steward that kind of storytelling.
Now, for listeners who might be new to the local magazine, how would you describe the Township Sun and the role it plays in our region?
The Township Sun is a community magazine, so it's highlighting the people and places and stories of specifically the Eastern Townships and even those who were at one point their townshippers and maybe have moved away. So it's somewhere between journalism and a cultural documentation. So sharing both local news stories and then personal stories along with art and history and community initiatives that feel like more thoughtful and grounded than a daily newspaper. So it's a space where a region can kind of see itself reflected.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you see as the unique strengths or voices that the Township Sun is bringing to local news and the community storytelling?
I'd say one of our biggest strengths is our range of contributors. So we feature writers and artists, photographers, and community members from across the townships. So each of them are bringing their own perspective into our storytelling. And that diverse lived experiences gives magazines the depth and authenticity that's hard to replicate.
Now, as the new editor, what are some of your priorities or goals for the magazine moving forward?
So my main priorities are strengthening our consistency and supporting contributors, and then continuing to broaden whose stories we tell. So we've had many discussions in the last couple of months since I've came on board about reaching more of our more historic aspects of the Eastern Townships and not necessarily what thinks of like our major cities. So going out into places like Thetford Mines or Drummondville and reaching beyond like our Sherbrooke home base.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. Are there particular topics or issues you feel that the Township Sun wants to put more focus on this year?
Yeah, community change and continuity are big themes for us. So that's including aspects of our rural life, language and culture, and then migration into and out of the townships, and then looking at more focused on our arts and creative work, and then the experiences of people who are underrepresented in our local media.
Mm-hmm. Now, local news and storytelling is all about community connection. How do you plan to further involve readers in shaping coverage or contributing stories?
Yeah, we really want to see our readers seeing themselves as part of the magazine. So not just an audience and a passive member to reading and just putting down the magazine. So that means encouraging more pitches and first-time contributors and community-led storytelling. And we're working on being more clear and open about how we can get people involved in the magazine process itself.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a really good idea and fun, too. How can people submit their ideas, their voices, or feedback to the magazine?
Yeah, the easiest way right now is through our website, where there's a submission form, and we're actually kind of working on getting that more cleared up for contributors so they can see the process that happens once they are submitting and what all we're looking for, and then opening up that communication to them. And then people can also reach out through our social media channels or email us directly, and all that information is on our website as well.
What do you see? What are some of the biggest challenges facing local journalism right now, do you feel, and how is the Sun addressing them?
Yeah, so coming from a journalism where I was an academic standpoint and seeing that now reflected in journalism, say in the real world outside of a classroom, sustainability is a major challenge, both financially in terms of capacity. So local journalism often relies on small teams doing a lot of the heavy lifting. So there's also the challenge of competing for attention in a very fast and digital media landscape. So trying to address both of those issues requires a lot of, say, time spent of a team producing what is like more of a small team work of a magazine being put out versus a multimedia organization.
Right. On the flip side, what opportunities do you see for local media to thrive and grow?
Yeah, there's definitely an appetite for more, say, homegrown small media. So slow, meaningful local storytelling. So people want to feel connected to where they live. So community-based publications like the Township Suns are well positioned to build trust and foster dialogue and create that sense of belonging.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite kind of story to report or edit, something that really lights you up professionally?
Yeah, I'm especially drawn to stories that sit at the intersection of personal experience and broader social themes. So stories where one person's journey helps understand something that's bigger about ourselves and the community. That's really where I'm at. So I'm not a specific type of story, but I like to see the reflection of one individual and how that shapes the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What's one thing about being the editor for a community magazine that would surprise our listeners?
It's like how collaborative it is. So people often imagine editing as a solitary, independent, kind of devoid of interactions with its other components, but so much of the work is about our relationships, both within our team, but also with our contributors who are coming in and our partners that are we are producing the paper with. So it's a lot of working with those groups of people or individuals that make the whole process happen.
Okay. Well, what upcoming issues or special projects from the Township Sun are you most excited to share with the community?
The first and foremost is our Township Young Voices. So their issue is coming out in April. So kind of in collaboration with that, we are really pushing for bringing a lot of new contributors and younger voices to the Township Sun. So without giving too much away, there's a lot of focus on that place and belonging and how people, especially new incoming people to the townships, are experiencing that in different ways.
Okay, do you have a contest going on right now for the Young
Voices? Yes, the Township Young Voices is open until the end of January, and it is for, I'm going to mess that age up, it is our young, so elementary school aged up into our young adults, so I believe it's under 30.
Okay, and what do they have to do in this contest?
So it is open to all submissions, so art, photography, and writing. And there are two separate prompts that are up on our website right now, and it's all about township's heritage. So either our contributors can submit something that is currently happening that they think is going to be a kind of a historical artifact in 50 years in the future, mm-hmm. national heritage, like a family photo or of townships.
Okay, that's interesting, and a lot of leeway, too, in different subjects.
Yes.
Good.
Because we're thinking both how the Township Sun is kind of an intersection of both historic and past-looking, but also what is going to be historic and future-looking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the next issue coming out?
The February issue is in print right now, so if you are a subscriber, you will be seeing that in your mailbox in the next couple of days, and or your inbox if you are an e-subscriber. Mm-hmm. And if you are around some of our local institutions, you'll see those starting to come out in the next week once they're on the shelves.
Okay, what's the theme of the February one?
February issue is Love of the Townships.
Okay, so, I love that. Love of the Townships, okay. Good. So that's being published now. How much is a subscription?
It is for a print and e-subscription, so you get both copies. The print comes out black and white. The e-edition is full color. It is $35 for a whole year, so that's mm-hmm. 10 issues. And if you're an e-only subscriber, it is $20.
Okay, that's more than reasonable. And you can just go to their website,
press. Yes.
Type in the Township Sun and good. Okay. I want to thank you, Katie Stoneburner, the new editor of the Township Sun. Anything else you'd like to add?
I would just encourage listeners to engage with their local media. So read it, share it. If you're online, contribute to it. So the Township Sun exists because of its community. People can learn and subscribe or submit work by going to our website and then engage with all of your local media outlets because that's how we survive.
Okay, that is wonderful. Definitely encouraging everybody to pick up a copy. And if you don't already subscribe, then go to the website and subscribe. Good. Thanks very much, Katie Stoneburner, the new editor for the Township Sun.
Thank you.
That was a song from Ben Green. The song is called Welcome to the Middle Ages. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Now, in January, it's also known as Alzheimer's Awareness Month. So it's a time to learn more about a disease that affects not only memory, but family, relationships, and entire communities. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia and currently affects hundreds of thousands of Canadians, with numbers expected to rise as the population ages. Alzheimer's is a progressive brain disorder that slowly damages memory, thinking, and the ability to carry out everyday tasks. Early signs can include forgetfulness, trouble finding words, confusion about time or place, and changes in mood or personality. While there is no cure yet, early diagnosis is important because it allows people to access treatments that can help manage symptoms and plan for the future. There are also ways to support brain health and possibly lower risk. Staying physically active improves blood flow to the brain. Eating a balanced diet rich in vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and healthy fats supports overall brain function. Mental stimulation, like reading, puzzles, or learning new skills, helps keep the brain engaged. Social connection is just as important. Loneliness and isolation can increase cognitive decline, especially in older adults. Alzheimer's doesn't only affect those diagnosed. Caregivers often face emotional, physical, and financial stress. Alzheimer's Awareness Month is also a reminder to check in on caregivers, offer support, and recognize the vital role they play. By learning the signs, supporting research, and showing compassion to those affected, we can help reduce stigma and build stronger, more understanding communities. Alzheimer's Awareness Month reminds us that while memory loss changes lives, dignity, respect, and connection always remain essential. And that's our health news today on the Townships at 12. I want to thank my guest today in the first half hour, Simone Golovin from Townshippers Association. Check out the Townshippers website and find out more about the bilingual mentorship program. And in the second half of today's show, Katie Stoneburner, the new editor of the Township Sun. Support the magazine and contact them to get your subscription. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization and you would like to have an interview on CJMQ, or you have an event coming up, just email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. It's free. We will close today's show with Love, and the song is G.O.S. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Energy to pass through to me. God showed up at my doorstep and he told me not to give up yet. So I pray for this energy to get through to you. Woman of color, sister or mother, you gotta let your light shine. Cause this one is for my girlies going through a hard time. Lessons you've been blessed with, your troubles will melt away. Oh, you had generations of strength. Oh, you had generations of strength.